from ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. Some say he was larger than life. Mickey Mantle, the Oklahoma country boy who racked up records for homers and became an idol of boys who grew up in the 50s, has lost his toughest battle, the one with liver cancer. Mantle died this morning in Dallas. His old buddy Yogi Berra will miss him.
He's one hell of a guy. We've been friends for a long time, Mickey. And Whitey has too. And we got along pretty good. We watched each other.
Mantle's legacy?
The Hall of Famer's life evolved beyond baseball in its final 2 months. Before he died, Mantle said he had forged a new relationship with his sons, that he had once been little more than a drinking buddy. His sons said they felt closer to him as well. The recovering alcoholic worked to become a role model, urging young people to take care of their bodies and older people to become organ donors. Family members had been coming to Mantle's side for days. A hospital spokeswoman says they were with him at the end. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Bermuda is waiting for Felix. The hurricane's winds have dropped a bit to 125 miles an hour, though Felix is still considered a bruiser of a storm and could hit the resort island as early as tonight. Should the East Coast be worried?
We don't think that there'll be any threat to the U.S. mainland for the next 72 hours or so, so there's still quite a bit of time ahead.
Hurricane specialist Ed Rappaport in Miami says Felix could turn back toward the northwest after blowing past Bermuda. Confrontation between Jewish settlers and Palestinians who marched on the settlers' makeshift village in the West Bank. It erupted in violence. A crowd of settlers responded by shooting one of the marchers to death. In Europe and the U.S., rallies being held this weekend for former radio journalist and Black Panther Momia Abu-Jamal, who sits on Pennsylvania's death row. His August 17th execution date for the death of a policeman has been stayed, and his supporters worldwide looking for a new trial. You're listening to ABC News. From ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. Few could hit him like the Mick, but the Yankee Hall of Famer admitted he came up short in other aspects of his life.
Seems to me like all I've done is just take. Have fun and take.
A slugger who was idolized by kids in the 50s lost his struggle with cancer this morning. His family was with him at Baylor University Med Center in Dallas at the end. Mantle, whose hitting led the Yankees to 7 World Series titles in their heyday, talked about his battle with booze at the time of his liver transplant 2 months ago, and he warned today's kids.
Well, don't be like me. God gave me a body, an ability to play baseball, and that's what I wanted to do. Give me everything. Seems to me like all I've done is just take. Have fun and take.
His doctors at Baylor said Mickey Mantle's legacy is his willingness to increase awareness about donor transplants. Hurricane Felix could start messing with Bermuda by tonight.
We tried to see if we could get a flight out of here, but all the flights are booked, so we're like the 65,000 residents that live on the island. We're stuck here.
Marty Kortler and his wife from Wyckoff, New Jersey, planning to ride out the storm. Felix's winds, 125 miles per hour. Forecasters say the hurricane could possibly take aim at the mid-Atlantic coast later in the week. Bermuda is expecting rough weather as early as tonight. Extra tight security at New York area airports this weekend after a report that Islamic terrorists may be planning a suicide massacre at Kennedy. Cars are being searched and towed if unoccupied. New York Newsday reporting that the FBI received detailed intelligence that the groups Hamas or Hezbollah could be planning an attack. A new threat to American Donald Hutching, one of a handful of Western hostages being held by militant separatists in Kashmir, India. One of the hostages from Norway has been killed. The captors say the others will die within 2 days unless some hostages are released. This is ABC News.
If you wear contact lenses, we'd like you to meet 800-800-LENS customer Phyllis Porter of San Bernardino, California.
Most amazing to me is that I can get the same contact lenses for half the price, and the contact lenses come right to me. So it's very exciting, and it's incredible to me that I can get the same contact lenses for half the price, and all I have to do is call 800-800-LENS, order my contact lenses, give them my prescription over the telephone. I don't even have to pay for the phone call, and it's wonderful service, and I'm amazed at the price, that it's half the price as I would pay if I went anywhere else.
Save up to 50% on your lenses, not to mention your time. Whether you wear hard or soft lenses, disposables, gas permeables, or torics, replacing your contact lenses has never been easier. As long as your prescription is current, 800-800-LENS will keep you from seeing double and paying double. Call us at 1-800-800-LENS.
Now that Ross Perot and his followers have given Republican presidential hopefuls the once-over at their gathering in Dallas, ABC's Jim Ryan tells us...
The greatest fear of many of the Republican presidential hopefuls is that United We Stand members might form a political party of their own, split the GOP ticket next year, and usher in a second Clinton administration. Candidate Arlen Specter openly appealed for unity.
I think if we stick with core values, that we can persuade... You find men and women of United America to stand with us in the next election.
Specter was one of 10 Republican presidential hopefuls working to draw votes from Ross Perot's 1992 political wellspring. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Lots of fanfare for the opening of A Train to Nowhere. The Beach Boys played, politicians spoke, and critics questioned the wisdom of the 20-mile, $950 million rail line that opened more than a year behind schedule in Los Angeles this weekend.
We spend $1 billion to build a rail system that goes from hardly anywhere to hardly anywhere. Hardly anyone will use it, yet we can't keep our hospitals open.
John Walsh, heading a group of self-proclaimed transportation whistleblowers, the new light rail system doesn't carry passengers to the downtown business district, and it stops short of the airport. This is ABC News.
I thought we were going to the store.
I thought we'd take the long way.
Okay, I'll do better in math.
This isn't about math.
Just tell me what it is, okay?
I just want to know how you're doing, that's all.
You don't want to say anything?
No.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Are you dying?
No.
Oh, I mean good. I'd miss you.
I'd miss you too.
Really?
Understanding grows one conversation at a time from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joan Bennett.